This is The Local Beat with Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. Of course, it's brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers right here in Elyria on East Broad Street, a trusted name in jewelry. And let's bring in Mr. Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, how we doing?
Doing all right, Rocco. Thanks.
Good to hear, Dave. Good to hear. And I wanted to start here. You had a nice article featuring a couple of quotes from some different area hospital presidents, basically sort of reiterating what Governor DeWine's been telling us, right? Pleading with us to wear a mask, socially distance, do what we can do to help combat the spread of COVID-19. Dave, do you think that the message from these hospital presidents, is it one that people can really listen to and connect with, or was it kind of another generic, you know, please do the right thing sort of message?
Well, I think it's really important to note that these three hospital presidents, and they would be University Hospitals President Dr. Cliff Magarian, Metro Health System President and CEO Dr. Akram Boutros, and the Cleveland Clinic CEO and President Dr. Tom Mihaljevic, got together with some reporters on a Zoom conference on Monday, and basically they said, look, a lot of our doctors and nurses are COVID-19 positive. Now, they're all hanging out at home, you know, trying to stay out of a place where they might possibly infect other people, but many of these folks are getting COVID not in the hospital where there's an awful lot of patients, but through contact tracing, they've been able to determine that a lot of these doctors and nurses and other caregivers have been getting the virus going about their daily lives, going to, you know, the grocery store, you know, getting it from their kids when their kids come home from, you know, from school, from some of the school districts that are actually having in-person classes. I mean, they're getting it in other ways other than in the hospital, where there are a lot of safeguards against the transmission of disease. Now, does disease transmit in hospitals? Absolutely it does. But they're saying, look, if you care about people that you're calling healthcare heroes, let's really care about them. Wear your mask. Stay 6 feet apart out in public while wearing your mask. Don't leave the house unless you absolutely have to for groceries, necessities, for work, etc. When you do leave, wash your hands. Use hand sanitizer if you can't wash your hands. And always wear your mask when you're talking to other people. It was basically I don't want to say begging, but it was a call to action for people to look, follow the guidelines. The vaccine is 2-3 months away, and they said easily by the spring, the vast majority of Americans will be vaccinated against against the coronavirus. It'll be doing much better. But slow the spread right now. Also, they had a call to action about Thanksgiving, and they said, look, if you were planning on having 20 family members over at Thanksgiving, you may want to rethink that, because and they didn't actually say this, but this is something that I've read, on a number of, message boards and on Facebook and other social media. Look, if you're going to have a family gathering, at Thanksgiving, you might be looking at having a funeral at Christmas. Mm-hmm. You could be getting people who are immunocompromised, who have an underlying health condition, who are aged, people in your family, you may be making them sick, or you may be asymptomatic, they may be asymptomatic, but then they take it to school, back to their hometown, you know, back to campus if you have students coming back from college to spend family Thanksgiving. They may be taking that back, spreading it to other people who then get sick and die. So please don't do that, is what the hospital presidents were saying.
And again, Dave, it's something that, you know, Governor DeWine, amongst many other public health figures, have been telling us for weeks, if not months, right? Do these little simple things and we can help stop the spread. So, you know, hopefully if that message wasn't getting through to people before, having a couple of different hospital presidents will maybe change their tune. I also wanted to talk about another story here in the Chronicle-Telegram. This one coming on Tuesday. It was a fire over on Clark Street. The fire happened on Monday, over at Ohio Metallurgical Services. What are the details here, Dave?
So this is a situation where about 7:30 on Monday evening, Ohio Metallurgical Services called 911. The Elyria Fire Department was there in about 3 minutes because a maintenance building on the property was on fire. Now, this is not a production line. Ohio Metallurgical has been in business for basically since the late 1940s. They've been in Elyria since about the mid-50s and been owned by the same family since about 1977. They do a lot of heat treating of metals for aerospace and aircraft industries, and they're located over there in the 1000 block of Clark Street. And basically there was a little bit of smoke, and then all of a sudden there were flames. Elyria firefighters and a number of other fire departments, the Ohio Fire Marshal's office has responded, the Ohio EPA, Lorain County EMA, that's the emergency management function of the county. A lot of these folks responded, and basically there was about $1 million worth of damage done to this, done to the contents of the maintenance building and the building itself. On Tuesday, we spoke with Ohio Met President John Gaidosh, and he said that he was very thankful for all the well wishes and for all the goodwill that that had been passed on by calls, by emails, people people letting all the 75 employees and folks at Ohio Met know that they were happy that nobody got seriously hurt. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. It's not necessarily believed to be anything suspicious. It's probably accidental, but we'll have to wait on an insurance report and also on the Ohio Fire Marshal and Elyria Fire Department, Marshal's reports to determine that for certain. So it was a really scary fire, big flames, a couple of small explosions from some welding tanks, welding equipment, touching off there. Again, fortunately, nobody was hurt, but a lot of damage done. But then again, John Gaidosh told me, told me Tuesday that that basically their production is back up and running. Production wasn't stalled for too long. All the employees are keeping their jobs, and well, things have slowed down, at the company a little bit during the COVID-19 pandemic. They're still working, and they've had an awful large outreach from the community, just saying how glad they are that the company's was able to get back to work.
Well, that's great to hear that they're able to get things, back underway fairly quickly there, because as we know, COVID-19, as you mentioned there, Dave, certainly slowed things down this year for a number of different businesses, and this just another obstacle for Ohio Metallurgical Services. So good to hear, no job losses, like you said, everybody getting back to usual over there, so always a good thing to hear. Dave, any upcoming stories this week in the Chronicle, either in today, Wednesday's morning paper, or later on in this week that we should be keeping an eye out for?
Well, we're gonna get a meeting on today that we'll have in the Chronicle for Thursday's paper about the Board of Elections meeting again to certify results from the election. Kind of moved that up by about a week this year at the request of the Secretary of State to basically kind of get everything together, and had a good chance to count all the ballots and everything. So we'll have some coverage on that in Thursday's paper. Also, the Lorain County Commissioners meet this morning at 9:30. And I'm not certain what exactly all is on the agenda, but when I know, you'll know out there, dear readers. We have some other kind of exciting stuff. Again, a lot of COVID-19 coverage coming up from some of my colleagues, discussions of, how officials are planning ahead, and what their reactions to were to the news that Governor DeWine's asking for a curfew. So,
all right. Well, we will certainly be on the lookout for that, Dave. Thank you for the insight there. We can close with this, as is my favorite question, I suppose you could call it, for you each week. What do you have us for in the way of scanner stories?
Well, I'm gonna preface this story by saying, please don't do this. But Dateline Euclid, shots fired somewhere in the city. A female reported hearing shots fired near her parked car. But when police arrived, she said she had used the excuse to get them there faster to help her get into her locked vehicle.
Oh, wow. Yeah, wouldn't advise that.
Please don't do that.
Yeah, that's not something you want to be using law enforcement there, no question. Dave, thank you as always for the entertaining scanner story, as well as some insight into what's going on around Elyria and all of Lorain County. I appreciate the time, and I look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you then.